Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman issued a report on the NYPD Stop and Frisk program. It found that just 3% of all stops between 2009 and 2012 led to guilty pleas or conviction at trial. Similar data was released by the NYCLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union, and CCR, the Center for Constitutional Rights. What's different is the Attorney General's report looks at the efficacy of the practice, the effect of stop and frisk on millions of people stopped for no apparent reason. The report finds widespread consequences for arrestees and criminal justice institutions, including litigation costs incurred by the city and harm to individuals, even those arrested for misdemeanors, loss of employment, housing, student loans, and immigration status. Kyler Cohen lives in Ingersoll Public Housing, one of the city's five oldest housing complexes with 1,000 units. He says stop and frisk criminalizes a segment of the population which has no business being criminalized.
And New York City Housing Authority, not only does it criminalize the people, but it also acts as a fact of displacement for the people. So once you start to get those warrants, then you're able to be displaced from public housing. So we're asking that the federal government uphold the rights of the people, low-income people, and keep us from being displaced from public housing.
The Attorney General's office spoke with district attorneys throughout the city. They found there's an incentive for those stopped and frisked to plead guilty when innocent. This is also the case for those who receive summonses. The Attorney General's report suggests that more study is needed on summonses. If a person receives a summons when stopped and doesn't show up for their court date, arrest warrants are issued. As of February 2013, over 1 million warrants were issued for people around New York City. The first Mexican-American was elected to the city council, Carlos Menchaca.
I'm a new council member elect for the 38th district.
Congratulations.
In Sunset Park. Thank you, and Red Hook.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, we're going to do a lot. We're going to bring a voice to the city, the residents that have been living in this district that have had really no one for a long time. Sandy hit us hard, so we're making sure that those issues, not just the disaster-related issues, but really education, housing, come to the forefront. And now that the stars have aligned and the progressives are now in power in this city, we're going to do some really good work together. And what's beautiful about that is that it came from every corner of this incredible city. The city council races, I had to do my work in this district to get elected. He had to do the same thing, Bill de Blasio, and so many other council districts in the Bronx with Richie Torres, Antonio Reynoso in northern Brooklyn, Helen Rosenthal on the west side. We all did our work on the ground to talk about the progressive issues and how important that was, and we all came out.
At least 4.2 million Americans who buy their own health insurance have received cancellation notices, but President Obama announced changes intended to undo that. He says insurance companies will no longer be required to scrap plans that fall short of the law's minimum coverage standards. But an insurance industry trade group says the move could destabilize the market and lead to higher premiums because companies have already set rates for next year based on the assumption that people would have to shift into the new markets. The Alliance for a Just Rebuilding supporters, city, community, immigration, and union officials hold a rally today. It coincides with a hearing where members of City Council's Committee on Finance will discuss legislation that would establish a computer system to track the use of funding for Hurricane Sandy recovery efforts. Also today, Democratic lawmakers and city officials call for real estate developers and state officials to complete 2,250 units of housing for low-income residents as part of the Atlantic Yards development project. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.